He's played us. He said that he got an invite to the royal wedding, which I think now we've realised is not true. He was spotted yesterday at a wedding.
In Liverpool.
In Liverpool for his best mate.
And he never mentioned this other wedding to us, by the way. Like, he never once said, oh, there's a wedding, you know? Like,
never once did he say that. This was a whole scheme. He got a free return flight with British Airways. He's got the hotel that we put him up in for one night in London near Windsor. And this was all just a scheme to get himself a bit of a free vacay. He didn't even get time taken off for missing today and tomorrow because it was work-related. So they haven't taken days off his holidays. If you go to his Insta stories, Big Rossi Radio, you'll see this wedding.
Yeah. Lifelong friends, Tommy Gunn. This is the main man.
Good to have you back at the wedding.
Thank you. This is Lee. How are you feeling? You just got married.
Yeah, brilliant. Cheers, yeah.
Yeah?
Nice one.
You feeling good?
Yeah, cheers. Yeah.
Thanks, yeah.
On Tommy.
Yeah. So emotional.
Right?
just got married. Yeah, did, man. Our crazy Russian boss.
Has he messaged?
Just now, no word of a lie, WhatsApped.
Could I just hear right that Rossi went to the UK to go to his friend's wedding?
Yep.
So it was all a big lie.
Yep.
I'm going to cancel his ticket home, and he can buy his own.
Yes. Business class, British Airways, cancelled.
Okay, he's going to be so angry when he wakes
Business
up.
Class, British Airways, cancelled.
Cancelled.
Oh, that's great.
Rejected.
Good work. Hey, listen, Ali, crazy Russian boss sounds angry. Yeah.
Did I just hear right that Rossi went to the UK to go to his friend's wedding? Ooh. So it was all a big lie. I'm going to cancel his ticket home, and he can buy his own.
I agree. All right, we'll cancel that one. British Airways, cancel, please. We're asking you, I want to get him back. I mean, I'm not going to, we don't want to, like, accept this. What do we do? Bob, what do we do? What do we do now?
Morning, Chris. Morning, Pitty.
Yep, what do you think?
Well, I think we should fire Big Rossi.
Yes.
And then the prank would be you'd ask the listeners to vote. And there would be a fake vote where 90% of the people want Big Rossi out of the show.
Wow, Bob.
Bob, that's actually really good. That is a really good thing. I like that. So if we all agree now, because he's not listening, he's in the UK. It's 5:18, I think, in the UK right now. So when he comes back, we say that you're fired, but the only way you're going to get your job back is if the listeners who listen to the show vote you back in. But everyone now listening at this time, if we do it tomorrow,
say no.
We're going to all vote no.
Oh, no.
All right, I tell you what. You bring him back. You tell him you're fired. You wait for a week without Big Rossi, and then you're going to say, okay, guys, we're going to do a poll. And then 90% of the people say you're not coming back to the show.
So let him walk around for a week thinking he's fired?
He'll love that. He'll love the week off. That will be good for him to have a week off. He'll be going to the beach and going out tonight. No. Okay, I like it, Bob. That is a very, very, very good. I like it. Everyone wants him fired. Arnie, you agree, the fired prank.
Yeah. But now that I heard the last caller, it evolved a little bit. It's a little bit of that, but then what you do is you also bring somebody already in his place, and then you make it look like it's already working there.
Wow.
Hey, that's good. That's good, Arnie. I like that. Have someone ready to go. And Abdullah, you've already got the person you think should replace Raju. Is that Rossi? Is that Raju? Abdullah.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. Who do you think should replace Rossi?
Raju.
See, that's, and I like that. That means Arnie's and Abdullah working together here.
What, Chris? He's going to be devastated if you tell him that.
Yeah, I know. But Rashida, what do you think?
I think, you know, because Rossi said that he's going to get some official press photos from the from UK. I think you guys should Photoshop a really funny, embarrassing picture of him with Harry and Meghan and then post it all across social media. Probably that'll get him, you know, a good prank.
Get it on there, a little social media prank. I love these suggestions. I think these are great. I don't know. I'm liking the you're fired and then you guys have to vote him in and we all vote no.
That's very...
Because I think that will be a bit of a wake-up call for him, because that's going to hurt him a little bit even.
You want to do this. But you can't say you're fired. Can
we? I think so.
We're going to have to check with the crazy Russian boss.
Should I put a post up on Instagram right now on Chris Fade Show and, like, we'll do a post, do we keep Rossi?
No.
And then, like, you guys all go on Instagram and just go, no, fire, fire, fire?
No.
Give him something to think about on the flight over.
Chris.
He's got a 7-hour flight. Let him think about that.
That's what you get for lying?
Yep. All right. What I'm going to do is we'll throw up a photo here at Chris Fade Show.
Okay.
On Instagram. It's just going to be of Rossi.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And then we're just going to say, do we keep him? Everyone, just comment no.
Okay.
I know a lot of you, there's going to be some of you are going to comment yes. I get you. That's fine. Everyone's got to comment no. Okay? And that we're not going to say anything more of it. We'll just leave it as is.
Okay.
Tomorrow he's going to come in.
Oh, my goodness.
He'll be freaking out.
Okay, this time tomorrow.
And then tomorrow we do the same thing on air. On the radio around this time, I'll say to you guys, should we keep him? Everyone call in, say no. All right?
Okay.
We'll teach him a lesson. I love this. 8:21. Can I hear the crazy Russian boss again?
Did I just hear right that Rossi went to the UK to go to his friend's wedding? So it was all a big lie?
Yep.
I'm going to cancel his ticket home and he can buy his own.
Oh, man.
Oh, he's in trouble.